You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, the notorious VIC, Vic Carucci here. Another Coach Search Monday. But before we get to some barks from the dog pound, feel free to call us up 216-578-0850. United Way of Greater Cleveland mobilizes our community to advance education, income, and health. Join us and live united at unitedwaycleveland.org. Let's try John in Wisconsin now. What's up, John?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. Cleveland doesn't have bad weather yet. Right now, our high today is 18 below. So, gentlemen, it might be coming your way, but it can always get worse. But
yeah. Please stop it from coming our way.
Maybe it goes to Canada and kind of skips the state of Ohio.
There you go.
Right?
Love it.
Anyways, just a couple quick questions for you guys, gentlemen. Number one, I missed the first hour of the show today, so if you talked about this, I apologize. But I occasionally read Tony Grossi of KNR and everything, and he was kind of talking about how the clients that the Browns were all looking at are Jimmy Sexton clients and only Jimmy Sexton clients. I would like your opinion about that, about, you know, an agent having control in terms of, you know, who all works with an organization. I know that was a criticism at times of the Mike Holmgren era with the Bob Lamont clients. Mm-hmm. My second question is, gentlemen, I really appreciate the candidness that you guys have and how honest you are breaking down the Browns, and it's one of the reasons I love this show. All things being equal, if you guys had the magic power to hire whomever you wanted, I would like to know, Vic and Nate, who would you hire to coach the Browns next year and turn our organization around? Thanks for the show, guys. Have a great day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I want to start with your first point about the agents. It isn't uncommon, and not just it's not just a Browns thing, that certain representatives of clients and multiple clients that they represent are talked about by an organization. There aren't a real ton of coaching agents out there. It's a fairly smaller group of representatives who delve into that area of coaching and front office. Obviously, the vast majority focus on players. Jimmy Sexton has had many years with this. Bob Lamont, they're sort of like the two kingpins of that respective area. And they have a whole process of developing, you know, finding younger guys along the way, interviewing the combine. While all the focus in the combine, for instance, is on the workouts in the Lucas Oil Stadium field, those guys, and I know for a fact, Bob Lamont, he actually has locations. He has a set table at Don Shula's restaurant in the Westin Hotel in Indy. And he's been doing this for years, and he sets up shop there. And you come down and you see various people come. And I've observed this. I've written about this for NFL.com. I did a whole feature on this whole process of figuring out who are potential candidates. And then they put them through this whole rigorous training of how to interview for jobs, much like agents do with workout camps in various warm weather climates, Florida, Arizona, et cetera, to get players ready for the combine athletically. They get these guys prepped for their next interview, whether that's in the current round of hirings. Usually by the combine, the hirings are done. This is for future work and prospective work and follow up on the clients that they do have. And Jimmy Sexton does a very similar thing with his group. He's part of a larger CAA, bigger organization, but he's the coach rep in that agency. And again, teams deal with certain free agents because of their representation and the ability to get a deal done and who else they have on the roster, who else they might talk to. These trade-offs and agreements and whatever you want to call them, relationships, I think is the word we're looking for, relationship management, goes on all the time. And, it happens with players as well as with coaches. There were those who were, you know, who position this as being bothered by the idea that an agent has power in a building, and that these were the Cleveland Lamonts when Bob Lamont was here with Mike Holmgren and with Tom Heckert and with Pat Shurmur and with others he represented in the building. But it really had as much to do with, and at the time, Randy Lerner, the owner, you know, wanting to get Mike Holmgren, wanting to get that power and presence of Mike and the brand name that was him, and when he was hired, it was considered, oh boy, you know, by Tony Grossi and others, it was like, this is going to lead to some good things. And it never did, obviously, but it doesn't mean that you shouldn't go down the road of looking at clients just because they're represented by a certain guy, or that an agent isn't going to be a factor. Agents are always a factor in everything a team does, not only with coaches or front office people, general managers, whatever, but also and especially with players, draft picks as well as free agents.
Yeah, and it's a whole process. And let me ask you this, because I think you covered that very well in terms of how it comes to be. Obviously, I think the Browns don't care who represents the person that they feel is the ideal candidate. Sometimes that's just the way it ends up being. Let me ask you this. So the second part of his question was, of the names that we've heard, the six names, and we'll limit it to that list, who would you like to see be the next head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Vic?
If we're working with the list that we believe it is, the six names, and one more time, Adam Gase, Broncos, McDaniels, Patriots, Dan Quinn, Todd Bowles, Cardinals, Quinn, of course, Seahawks, Gus Malzahn, Auburn, James Franklin, Vanderbilt. Of all of those names, the most intriguing to me is Malzahn, and it's because of this out-of-box, progressive, faster-paced offense that he runs, the scheme that comes with him, the ideas that come with him, the unknown element of all of this. We've heard Tom Withers on this show, who I respect greatly, gives great opinions. The AP covers the Browns for Associated Press, saying that scares him, the thought of a Malzahn, because of his lack of NFL experience. But I think it's for those same reasons, and I feel that sense of trepidation for that reason, but there is no more known with anyone else on this list. Now, he said anybody, any point. So if it's anybody at any point, I would start with somebody that I know quite well, and I'd say John Gruden, but I don't want to go to those fantasy names because he's not interested not only in here. I don't think he's interested in coaching anywhere. Bill Cowher is a name that would be the safe, solid type of idea of a guy that's done it and whatever. But I think you get away from those savior names and you go into something that's really – I'm trying to deal in the deal with it as reality, who's real, who you could possibly really get. I don't know that Malzahn is, by the way, truly real, but if he's real enough to be on that list of consideration – that he fascinates the hell out of me. And I want to see what he can do with the new quarterback who comes in and join him with this coach and a system and a scheme that is all being born of newness and take it from there. That's what would excite me.
Yeah, I agree. I was going to say Gus Malzahn as well. I got to read a very cool article that's on ESPN called The Book of Malzahn. Shout out to my buddy the kid for sending it my way. Very detail-oriented, meticulous, forward-thinking, exciting. I think in many ways the closest thing to Chip Kelly and what Chip Kelly was supposed to be for the Browns had they gotten him. We know that's who they wanted it the most. And remember, Chip Kelly was a guy only ran the football. Well, what did Nick Foles come in and do this year when, after losing Jeremy Maclin, had one of the best passing seasons we've ever seen from a quarterback in terms of his efficiency and his numbers over the nine games that he started? So I think even though people say Gus Malzahn is such a runner, you don't know that it'll work. Listen, this team's going to have a new running back next year, and we've seen in the draft now you can get quality running backs anywhere from the second round to the sixth round. No problem. Alfred Morris, Zach Stacy, fifth, sixth round the last 2 years. So you can find those runners, and to me it's about the scheme being innovative, doing something new, doing something different, a guy who has a system of belief, a guy who is detail-oriented, who will work. He's been called a genius by many of those around him. I think he very much gets the modern NFL. It's what he did with Cam Newton that launched Cam Newton to be the number one overall pick. I would love to see Gus Malzahn get the opportunity because, and one of the things we talked about is these coordinators, they've never had to be a head coach. Being a head coach is one of the tough tasks. You need to be able to manage your players. You need to be able to manage the team. He's worked with these young men in college. He obviously knows how to be a leader. I think that's something that the college guys have maybe a little bit of an advantage of. They are closer to being those kind of father figure, leader figures for their players in college. You need to know how to manage an entire staff. Obviously, as a college coach at a big-time program in the SEC, you know how to manage the staff and manage everything that comes around with the pressure, et cetera, of running that type of an organization. So I would want to see that kind of newness, that kind of excitement. I would want to see Gus Malzahn.
Yeah, new and fresh is working for me, absent the idea that you've got a greater percentage with a more known person. A solid hire. The solid hire is just that, a solid hire. Is that what you're striving for? Now, I know what the many pessimists will say. We have not had solid. We'll take solid. Solid's better than what we've got. Yes, it is. But solid is still just that. Does solid take you to something much better? And does it take full advantage of everything you have here in the way of talent, especially on the receiving side of the ball? You know, I think that's the other part of this thing. Do we want to get Mike in Mayfield? Mike dropped. All right. Well, Mike, if you call us back or anyone else, 216-578-0850, we would love to talk with you. It is Cleveland Browns Daily. It is driven by Liberty Ford. And you were listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.